Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Ches. We're learning, continuing to learn every day, every moment, to have safety in Eretz Yisrael for our Chayalim, for all the Kochos HaBitocho, and for everybody fighting in Eretz Yisrael, everybody doing work in Eretz Yisrael for us, for all of Klal Yisrael, they should be safe. B'ezus Hashem, our learning should be a schooler for them. All those in need of Refuah Shleima should have one, and all those still in need of Nechama, for all the Korbanos Nevet that we've lost, they should all find Nechama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yirachim. Okay, yesterday's shiur, towards the end of the shiur, we had a question that Rava had asked. Rava had asked, Dorsa al kli v'lo shivarto, if a cow, animal, had stepped on a kli and it didn't break it, but it sent it rolling away, and it's galgil l'mokam achar v'nishbar, and it breaks over there. Is that considered, what's the halacha? Basar me'ikoraz linen? Do we look at it from the beginning, and therefore it's full nezek? This is the normal way the animal does damage, by walking over there, and you have to pay nezek shalem? Or do you say, no, this is chatzi nezek tzoros, because it rolled away and only broke when it hit the wall, when it hit something else later on, and therefore this is chatzi nezek tzoros? That was Rava's question. We tried to give one answer yesterday. That wasn't a successful attempt, and we pick up again with the words Toshma on the second line of Yud Ches Umar Aleph. So we try again to figure out what the answer is to Rava's question. Is this considered an example of Basar Meikarazlin, or do we say no, it's Chati Nezik Tzoros? So Toshma from the following Brisa. Tarnagolin Shahu Mechatatin Bechevel Dli. This is what the Brisa that we brought down right before the question from Rava. Now we're going to try to give an answer to this question of Rava from this Brisa. So the Brisa states, if you have a chicken that is going and pecking away at the rope of a dli, the dli is a bucket or a container, and it's connected via this rope, and then the chicken, while pecking away at it, the nifsaf hachevel, the rope breaks, the nishbar hadli, and as a result, the dli rolls away. We'll see that's what it ultimately will mean, but right now the dli breaks, seemingly that it breaks because the rope is no longer connecting it to whatever it was hanging from. So in this situation, the Brisa says, Mishalman Nezek Shalom, you have to pay regular full damage, and therefore, let us see from here that this is rolling away, or it falls away from it, and yet it's called Nezek Shalom. So we see it's not Chatzi Nezek Tzoros, Shmamino Bosami Korazlinen. Let us answer Rava's question from this Brisa by seeing clearly that it's the original pecking, which is the regular way that the chicken damages, so therefore this is considered Nezek Shalim. Gemara says, no. When the Brisa says over here, you pay Nezek Shalim, it's talking about the rope. It's talking about this Chevel. Tir Gemara, Achevel. We're talking about the rope. Rashi explains, Hodik Tani Nezek Shalim, Achevel. It's talking about the Chevel, not the Dali. Gemara says, wait a second, but the chicken doesn't eat the rope. It doesn't normally peck away the rope. So this should be a tolda of Karen. And unless the chicken has done this multiple times, it should be a tam. It should only have to pay chatzi nezek. Somebody says, no. Demos belisha. That Rashi explains, shemuduvekes bo isa, the most loshon lichloch. It was saturated over here. It was filled with some sort of a dough. So this was like food. And therefore, as the chicken is going and eating, pecking away at the dough that is on this rope, it therefore cut the rope. So this is called regular shein, and therefore you would have to pay nesu shalim. But it doesn't tell us anything about Rava's question. Do we go basar azlino nakira, or do we go after the chatzi nezek tzoros in this situation, because we're not talking about the dali? Gemara says, but wait a second. Look at the Brisa. It said, v'ha nishbar dali. It says we are talking about the dali. So obviously this can't be the answer. So what is this Brisa talking about? And therefore, the Brisa is Ela Sumchasi. The Brisa goes according to the Sheet of Sumchas, which we had the other day, that he doesn't believe in this din of Chatzi Nezek Tzoros. He says you always pay Nezek Sholem. Domer Tzoros, Nezek Sholem Mishalem. And that's what this Brisa is. It goes according to Sumchas. So according to Sumchas, you're paying Nezek Sholem, but it doesn't tell us anything in regards to Rava's question of Basar Ikara Azlinon, or do we say it's Chatzi Nezek Tzoros, because this is Sumchas and says there is no din of Tzoros, Chatzi Nezek Tzoros. Where it says, wait a second, if this is Sumchas Eim Sefer, then keep on reading, because the rest of this Brisa, which we didn't read beforehand, now, Nitaz Mimenu Shever, let's say that this Dali was cut, the Kli then rolled away and broke, and as this Kli broke, it sent off a shard, the Nafal Al Kli Acher, that then went and hit another Kli, Ushvara, and broke it. Now, this certainly is Tzroros. This certainly is going to be a case of Tzroros. And what does the Braisa say? Al harishon mishalim nezik shalim. That yes, for the first one you pay nezik shalim, but the alo akron, the second kli that broke from the shard that flew off from the first kli when it ultimately broke, mishalim chatzin nezik. You only pay chatzin nezik. Now, if you're telling me it's sumchas, v'is sumchas, so then, mi isle chatzin nezik. He doesn't hold from chatzin nezik. So the second kli should also be nezik shalom if you're dealing over here with sumchas. Ah, you're going to tell me, sumchas also agrees to the concept of chatzin nezik throws in this scenario. V'chitema, shiny leila sumchas, be nezik kocho lekoach kocho. Maybe sumchas does differentiate between the nezik that comes from directly versus the nezik that comes from an indirect way. So Sumcha says that your original koach that caused the first kli to ultimately roll and smash, that is still called kocho. But this is koach kocho. Maybe in this situation of koach kocho, when the shard flies off from the first kli and breaks the second kli, maybe even Sumcha agrees in that situation that your chayv chatzi nezik tzroos. Maybe he says the halach lemosh b'sinai only applies in this situation. So if you want to say that, you're going to say v'chitema shayin le'sumchus be'nezik kochot kocho l'koach kocho, that here he does hold chatzin nezik tzroos. So then, this would have answered the question that Rav Ashi had had. Ve'lohod d'bor Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi had asked exactly this question. What is sumchus' shita in this case of koach kocho? Koach kocho l'sumchus kocho dami? Is it like the first koach, which would be that he would say chayav nezik sholem, or lav kikocho domi, and maybe sumchas over here would say that it's chatzin nezik tzroos. Now, since Rav Ashi asked this question, and we didn't give him an answer from this braisa, obviously, tiv sholei the lav kikoach domi. So obviously, you can't prove from this braisa that this shita is sumchas, because otherwise we have the answer to Rav Ashi's question. So obviously, this braisa is not sumchas. If the braisa is not sumchas, then we're left with our original problem. Elalav Rabbanini. Obviously, the author of this braisa is the Chachamim who hold the Chatzin Nezik Tzroos. Ah, and let us learn from here. Shema mina Basar Meikar Razlinan. We can learn from here that we do, in fact, go after the Basar Razlinan because the first kli is going to be Nezik Shalim. So we see that you go after the original breaking of it. It's considered already broken, even though it's still rolling and hasn't yet broken. And we can answer Rabba's question by saying Basar Meikar Razlinan. So the Gemara says, no. Not necessarily so. I'm Rabbi Barbaya. Rabbi Barbaya says not necessarily so because the ka'azil minei. What does this mean? So Rashi explains that the deli, the ka'azil, this deli is constantly being pecked at or touched upon by this chicken. Minei. The tarnagol is constantly pushing this rolling type of a kli, the lo nishbar ayde gilgul l'makom acher, and it wasn't the fact that it was started to roll and it just rolled on its own the whole way. Elohu dochafo kol shah. The chicken is constantly pushing this kli after it breaks the rope. The chicken is constantly pushing this kli. Ubishash viro nami, and at the moment that it breaks, the chicken directly caused this. So this is not chatzin nezik tzroros at all. This is the case of direct damage from the chicken, and therefore you can't answer Rava's question with Basar Meikar Razlinan or do say Chatzin Nezik Tzroos, because that's not the case. Okay, we don't answer Rava's question. Boy, Rava asks another question. Chatzin Nezik Tzroos Migufo Meshalim or Me'aliyah Meshalim? Here, Rava's question is, when we do have a case of Chatzin Nezik Tzroos, according to the Chachamim, so how does that Chatzin Nezik Tzroos get paid? Do we say it's like a regular short time? And a short time, we only pay the chatzin nezik tzroos from the goof of the short time. The example I gave the other day, let's say a short time did damage to another short that was worth $500 and it killed it. So it's a $500 loss. But the short time is only worth $200. So the chatzin nezik of the $500 short that it killed is $250, but it's only worth $200. So you don't say to the owner of this short time, okay, take the short time and pay the $200 and then you owe another $50 from your own pocketbook. No. In this situation, we say you just take the 200 from the short time, and that's it. So that's called mishale migufo. So that's a regular case of short time. You're only mishale migufo. What about chatzin nezik tzroros? It's also chatzin nezik. So do we say it's the same din like short time, that you only take it migufo, and if you don't have, in our case, chatzin nezik fully from the guf, so then that's it. You don't pay the chatzin nezik. You only pay whatever the guf is worth. Or do we say no? Oh, me'aliyah mishalim. Or do we say no? You have to pay chatzin nezik tzroos. That comes out of your pocket. It can come from the item that damaged it. But bottom line is, you have to pay the total chatzin nezik tzroos. That's Rava's question. Do we view the Chatzi Nezik Tzoros like Nezik of a Tam, and therefore it's only Begufo, or do we view it like regular Nezik, that you have to pay the full amount of the Nezik? Albeit here, it's only Chatzi Nezik that you have to pay, but you have to pay the full amount, Me'aliyah, even from your pocket, if the item doesn't have enough money in it itself to be the Chatzi Nezik. So the Gemara explains what I just said. Migufo Mishalim, do we say you pay just from the guf? Because the low ashikon chatzi nezik, the Mishalim Aliyah, because the regular case of chatzi nezik, which is a short time, you only pay from gufo. So Mistamo, all cases of chatzi nezik, you only pay migufo. Or do we say no? Oh, Dilma, maybe not. Me Aliyah Mishalim, you pay from the Aliyah. In other words, you pay from your pocket. Because the low ashikon ke'orche, because we never find an animal that goes and damages in a normal way, like Shane Varegel, the Mishali Migufe, that you pay from the guf. No, we say you got to pay the total amount of damage. And in this situation, albeit the total amount of damages is only chatzin ezek, that's the halach l'moshe Sinai, but nevertheless, you have to pay from your pocket. You can't just say you take it from the animal, and if the animal's not worth chatzin ezek, tough luck. No, you have to take it mi aliyah. You have to pay the full amount. That's the full question of Rava. And we're going to spend most of the rest of this year trying to answer this question. And it's a very complicated Gemara. We're going to try to do it nice and simple on a very somewhat superficial level and just really use Rashi's pshat. There's much discussion. Rashi has an alternative pshat, and Rashi's pshat is not necessarily agreed upon by a lot of the Rishonim, but we'll learn it nice and simple. Okay, Toshma. We'll try to bring a raya to the answer to Rava's question from the following brisa. Now, we had this brisa previously as well. Hidus, which we says was the chicken hopping up and down. Ain't a muad. The first part of the brisa says that the chicken is not considered muad for this type of damages that it causes via hopping. As opposed to the Eshom, there's another brisa, or the second part of this brisa, that says, harezeh muad. No, it is considered muad. Now, the Gemara asks, Hidus sokadaitach, are we talking about a chicken hopping? That is normal. That's orche. So why would we be talking about that it's muad or not muad? This is the regular damage. And for non-Karen damage, for Shane, for Regal, this would be Regal type of damage. So everybody says it's Nezik Shalem. So what's going on over here? What are you telling me, Muad or Eino Muad? So the Gemara says, El Alav, isn't it that we're talking about Hidus, that the chicken hopped over here, the heat is, and while it hopped, it sent off pebbles that went and did damage. So Ubahalka Mifligi, this is what this two brises are arguing about, or the ratio and the safe of this brisa. Man diomar eino muad. The first part of the brisa that says hidus eino muad kisavar migufo mishalim. He says we don't treat it like a regular muad, but we treat it like the din of tam. And even though this is chatzin nezik tzoros, because that's what we're dealing with here. Everybody just said that we agree it's hidus vihites, so it's chatzin nezik tzoros, but the first opinion, the Tanakhama says, ain't a muad. We don't treat it like a muad, but we treat it like a tam. And therefore, kesavar migufo mishale. As opposed to the second part of the brisa, which says, harez a muad. No, uman diyom a muad. The second part of the brisa, kesavar me'aliyah mishale. No, we treat it like a muad. In other words, the same dinam of muad that you have to pay, even me'aliyah. Me'itav sodeo, me'itav karma yishalem. You have to pay fully from your pocket. You have to pay even with the best properties if you're not paying with cash. So therefore, let us suggest that this machlokes is totally on Rava's question. So the Gemara says, "Lo, but pluks of the sumchus rabbanon kamifli." You know, you can't bring us any raya to Rava's question from here. That one opinion says ain't a muad, that you treat it like a tam and you pay only me gufo, and the other one says no, you treat it like a muad and you pay me aliyah. No, this brisa is just a plain, straightforward machlokes between sumchus and the rabbanon, like we had said previously. We had this brisa previously. So the Gemara says you can't bring us a raya to Rava from here. Try again. Toshma. We learned in the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that we're going to have on Daf Chafal in a couple of days. Hakelev, if you have a dog, Shenotel Harora. Harora is a piece of mezonos, a piece of a cake. So this Kelev takes this Harora, and the hola, that's normal for the dog to go and eat this mezonos, this piece of cake. So Hakelev Shenotel Harora takes a piece of this item, Vaholach Legodish, and he goes to a pile of grain, of stalks. He goes to this godish, this pile of grain, the achal acharora, and he eats the charora over there. But this charora had some sort of a coal on the bottom of it, and the hidlik es hagodish, and as a result of this, he lit a fire. Rashi explains that the charora, the eating the charora, dainu shein, that you'd be chayav full damages for, no doubt about that. But hadlokas godish. And then when you bring the charora to the godish, to this pile of grain, So then that's Havi Tzroros, that's Chatzi Nezik Tzroros. The Enoela Kocho, Shumeniach Kan Hagacheles. He put this Charora over here on the Gaddish, and then the Gaddish went and lit the fire. So that's called Chatzi Nezik Tzroros. And the fire then goes and lights up elsewhere. This is a Mishnah, like I said, on Daf Chof Aleph. Now, what's the din? So the Mishnah tells us, on the charor you pay nezik shalim, because that's a regular case of shame. The animal's eating, and you pay nezik shalim. This is the rishus of the nizak, and you pay nezik shalim. But on the godish, which is chatzi nezik tzroros, v'ala godish, mishalim chatzi nezik. Now, what is this damages of chatzi nezik? My taima, la mishum dahavilu tzroros. Isn't this a case of tzroros, chatzi nezik tzroros? And the Tani Allah and the Brisa says on this Mishnah, when it says Chatzi Nezek Tzroros, it means Mishalim Chatzi Nezek Mi Gufo. Ah, so here we see Rava's question seems to be asked and answered, that this Chatzi Nezek Tzroros has the same dinim as normal Chatzi Nezek does by a short tam, and you pay only Mi Gufo. So Rava's question is answered. You pay Mi Gufo. Mi Gufo Mishalim. That's what the Brisa says in explaining this Mishnah. So it says, really? You really think so? The Tizbara? I'll show you that that's not true. Rashi says, Mishum Tzroros, Kior Chayu, Mechayim La. He says that you're telling me that this is a regular case of Chatzi Nezik Tzroros, and you're Chayiv in that situation, only Migufo? No. The Rabbi Elazar Nezik Shalim Migufe Mi Ashkhan. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar holds that this is Nezik Shalim. And therefore, for Nezik Shalim, do you in fact ever pay me Gufo? Rashi explains over here, the Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Bebraisa, there's the Braisa that we just brought down. Now we bring down the rest of the Braisa to Rashi. We didn't read this Braisa inside here now, but the Gemara is alluding to it by telling us that the opinion of Rabbi Elazar is as follows. The Braisa says that Nezik Shalim, that you pay Nezik Shalim, va'afilu isfirule kesumchas, and even if you hold like sumchas, the Amar Tzroros Nezik Shalim, who holds that Tzroros is Nezek Shalim, even if you want to say it like that. However, that is Migufe, Miashkachon Nezek Shalim. But we never find any place a source that says that Migufe, you would go and pay Nezek Shalim. The Kol Urche, Kigon Tzroros, and likewise, any type of damage that you pay Nezek Shalim, you would only pay from the Aliyah, you wouldn't pay Migufe. So Rava Gufe lo komi boyle. So this can't answer Rava's question. Ella Aliba de Rabbanan. We must be talking about according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, whose opinion is, of course, the Chatzi Nezek is what you pay for Tzroros. And therefore, Rashi says, here we still have Rava's question. Aliba de Rabbanan komi, Chatzi Nezek mi boyle. You have to pay only Chatzi Nezek. Yavoi, hai kishar Chatzi Nezek umigufo. Is it like all other cases, Chatzi Nezik, like by short time, and therefore by Chatzi Nezik Tzroros, you also pay only Migufo. Or do we say, no, you go like the normal way of causing damage, and because Ki Orche, may Aliyahu. And normally, when it's Mi Orche, it's the normal way of doing damage, so then you pay Me Aliyah. However, Aval Aliba the Sumchas, according to Sumchas, Pshitale, Lerabba, the Me Aliyah Mishalim. According to Sumchas, it would certainly be that you pay Me Aliyah, because the Ha, Lekol Mili, Kemuad, Mashvilhu, because he never makes such a din of Tam. He doesn't have such a comparison. So the Gemara continues and says, Elo Kigon, the Shani Baha Begacheles. So you have to say this case over here with the Gacheles is different. Why is it different? The Rabbi Elazar Sovar Lo Rabbi Tarfon. The Rabbi Elazar holds in this situation like Rabbi Tarfon. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us, Ehagon Lushani Begacheles, Shenot Lo Befiv, the dog took this piece of cake in its mouth, V'nicha, and he put it down, and that's the Shinoi, the Hainu Shinoi. Elo, Boyon Mehacha Lo Tivshon, and therefore you can't answer the question from our case. Dibit Tzroros Kirachayu, if it's talking about Tzroros, that is the normal way, the Kuliyama Me'aliyah Mishalim. Everybody would agree then that you pay Me'aliyah. Vahacha, here we're dealing with Bitzroros Sheshina Bahem. We're dealing with an unusual type of Tzroros Komifligi. That's where the argument is. Ubitzroros Kirachayu, and if it's Tzroros that come normally from the normal way that the animal is going, so Bain Rabbi Elazar, Bain Tanakama, both the opinion in the Brice of the Tanakama that we brought down, and Rabbi Elazar's opinion, which we brought down now in Rashi, Sviruluhu Kisumchas, they both hold like Sumchas, the Nezik Shalim Shalim, that you pay Nezik Shalim, and you never find by Nezik Shalim that you have this din of paying me Gufo, you only pay me Aliyah. Hilkach, Hocha, Dishani, Bitzroos, Kamar, Tanakama, Chatzi Nezik, Umigufa, Mishalim, the Mishunhu, the Tolda, the Karen. Here we're dealing with a case where it's an unusual type of damage, and that the dog put this biscuit, this cake down, this harara down, and it's dealing with Rabbi Elazar Sofer, look, Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Tarfon, and this is a sheet that we had the other day, Machlos Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim, the Omar, Mishuna Karen, when you do an unusual type of Karen, Bechatzar Hanizak, even though it's a Tam, Nezek Sholim Mishalim. Rabbi Tarfon's sheet was that even though it's an unusual type, you pay Nezek Sholim. So therefore, you can't answer Rava's question from here because this is an unusual case. The Gemara says, however, the lowi. No, that's incorrect. Because my time of Mukmalok Rabbi Tarfon. Why did you say that we're forced to say that he holds like Rabbi Tarfon? Mishum Nezek Sholim, because it's full damages. And the only way you'd have full damages would be according to the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. But that's not proof, because Rabbi Elazar Sovra Kisumchus, the Omer Tzoros Nezek Sholim Mishalim. Maybe Rabbi Elazar, in fact, holds like Sumchus that this is Nezek Sholim that you have to pay. But the Sovelok Rabbi Yehuda, he also holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Tzad Tamus Bimkoma Omedes. And here we introduce a new idea, Tzad Tamus Bimkoma Omedes. Now, this is a machlokas we're going to have later on in the Masechta. I'll see in the Rashi on the bottom, three lines on the bottom, Siru Lake Rabbi Yehuda the Omar, Lekaman, the Muad, dealing later on in Daf Memhei with a Muad, that Tzad Tamus Bimkoma Omedes. Obviously, every muad was originally a tam. So when it becomes a muad, so the question is, what happened to those tam damages? And this is going to be a machlokas that we could have in the Gemara in Shor Shenogach, and Daf Mem Hei, the Hilkach, Gabi Tzroros, Nami Lesumchus, the Choshev Le, Muad, Mishalim Achatzi Migufo, the Kiktoni Migufo, Atzad Tamus. So let's explain this again and make sure we fully understand this. So in the Mishnah that we just quoted from Daf Memhei Amud Beis, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that, for example, if a person did a shmira on an animal, so he did a shmira, but the animal got away. So if the animal is a tam, so he has to pay chatzi nezek. However, if the animal is a muad, you have a paradox and says that you don't have to pay. The Gemara will explain that when we get to it, so we'll learn it more. Now, there's two interpretations of Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So Rav Adar Bar Ava says that when he says that you don't have to pay, it means that you don't pay the additional half that you would have to pay for a muad, but you still have to pay the half for a tam. That's what the Gemara says over here, Tzad Tamus Bimakoma Omedes. That half that you had to pay, if it was a tam, you still have to pay. It can't be that you don't have to pay at all if it's a muad, albeit there is a shita that says that. But we're going within the shita of Rav Yehuda that holds like Rav Adar Bar Ava that says that Tzad Tamus Omedes, that it still has the Tzad Tamus over there that you have to pay the Chatzi Nezek. And therefore, the Chiketoni Megufo, it's a Tzad Tamus. And we're talking here about the Gufo, it's because it really was a payment of Tam. And therefore, that's why you pay Megufo. So that seems to solve the problem, but the Gemara says, no, not necessarily so. Again, I know this is somewhat complicated. I apologize if it's not clear. Amalei Rav Sama, Bereder Rav Ashi L'Ravina. So Rav Sama, who is the son of Rav Ashi, says to Ravina, wait a second. Emor d'shamas leilu Rav Yehuda b'tam v'na'asamuad. So that's great. The scenario there in the Gemara on Daf Ben Hei, in the Mishnah there, is that it was originally a tam, and then it became a muad. But does that same rationale apply? B'muad mitchila. So if you're dealing with a muad from the very beginning, such as the case of normal tsroros, where the animal did it in a normal fashion of chatzinezik tsroros, would he still say the same thing in that situation, that you pay me gufo? Absolutely not, because it's different. It's not in that situation, tamas b'mekoma omedes. That's b'muad mitchila. So therefore, that can't answer our question. As we turn to Yudchesim Beis, do we say that Rabbi Yehuda would say the same thing over there? And therefore, we don't have an answer. Elo, the Gemara says, Ki Kama Rabbi Elazar Nezek Sholem. When does Rabbi Elazar say that you paid a Nezek Sholem? It's only Kagon Diyayit. It's only talking about a situation where it became a Muad. This dog somehow did this. It takes the Harara, it takes this cake, and it does it several times. It loves cake, and it loves to bring it to its place, and it always takes it with the coals, and it does it several times. And in that situation, that's what there's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Tanakhama. B'hokum ifluki. Mar Sava Rabbi Elazar holds, Yesh Hadol Litzoros, that we do have a concept that you become a muad for the dog going and taking this harara and bringing it and having it catch the gadish on fire. So Rav Elazar says, yes, there is this concept of muad for that. Whereas Umar Sabar, the Tanakama says, Ein ha'adol l'tzroos. There is no such thing as becoming a muad for this type of tzroos damages. And therefore, the Tanakama holds that you're always going to pay chatzi nezik in this situation. You don't become a muad. And therefore, the Tanakama says that there's only chatzi nezik. Therefore, you pay me gufo. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, who says that no, there is a concept of muad, and therefore you pay me'aliyah, would say that you pay me'aliyah. And therefore, that's the way that we resolve this. But the Gemara says, then wait a second, Elohod the boy Rava, when Rava asks his question, Yesh adol litzroos, o ein adol litzroos, Rava asks this question, is there or is there not ha adol litzroos? So then, we answered it already. Ila Rabbanon, ein adol litzroos. The Chachamim, the Rabbanon, they say that there is no concept of muad for tzroos, and Ila Rabbi Elazar, Yesh adol litzroos, there is adol litzroos. So, why did Rava ask the question? So the Gemara says, no, Amalach Rav, Rav would say, Kimi Boili, this was my question. Kimi Boili li didi alibo di Rabbanon de pliki alei de sumchas. I'm asking this question only according to the Shita of the Chachamim that say that there is a din of Chatzi Nezik Tzroros. Not like Sumchas who says that there's no din of Chatzi Nezik Tzroros, it's always Nezik Shalim. Kimi Boili, my question only is li didi alibo di Rabbanon de pliki alei de sumchas. But, Abohacha, Bein li Rabbanon, Bein li Rabbi Elazar, but these two opinions over here, the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar, they both hold like Sumchis. The Amar Tzroos Nezik Shalim Shalim, that says there is no concept of Chatzi Nezik Tzroos. The time of my Amar Rabbon Chatzi Nezik, and where did Chacham get this concept of Chatzi Nezik from? Because the Shane Velo Iyayed. Because this dog did something unusual by bringing over the Charora, and we hold like the opinion that says you can't become a muad from this type of activity. And ultimately, this all comes down to this chatzi nezik that's done in an unusual fashion. So, do we or do we not pay nezik shalim? Rabbi Tarfon says you do pay nezik shalim, and even though it's a tam, but it's in the rishus of the nizak, you pay nezik shalim. And the chachamim say no. In this situation, you only pay chatzi nezik, even though it's in the rishus of the nizak. The Gemara says, okay, you may have solved that part of the problem. Ema de Shamas Lili Rabbi Tarfon Nezik Shalim. Okay, granted, Rabbi Tarfon says you pay Nezik Shalim, but we're left still with our original question. Migufo Mishamasle. Can you tell me that he says that you pay that only Migufo? We normally say that you pay that Minho Aliyah. So the Gemara says, no, in, you can say that. Mehecha Maisilo Mikarin Mirushus Rabim. Where does he learn this out from? He learns this out from the damages that you do, Karen, in Rushus Rabim, that you have to go pay. So therefore, in that situation, where a short time does damage in the Rishus HaRabim, and you pay only Megufo, so Mehecha Maisla, Mekerim Rishus HaRabim, in that situation, the short time goes and only has to pay Chatzi damages, Chatzi Nezek, Megufo, and therefore, since you're learning this out from there, Dayo, Lovo, Min Hadin, Lios Kenidon, you can't make it stricter, since in that situation with the Chatzi Nezek, you only pay Megufo, even in this situation where Rabbi Tarfon says, Berushus HaNizak, that you have to pay Nezek Sholem, he learns it out from there, and therefore, Dayo, Lovo, Min Hadin, when you're learning this out as a Kavu Chomer from over there, if in that situation in the Rishus HaRabim, you have to pay Chatzi Nezek, so certainly in the Rishus HaNizak, we have to pay then full damages, you can't make it because it's a Kabbal Chomer. You can't make it stricter than the original din. And just like the original din was you pay Chatzi Nezek Migufo, so too Rabbi Tarfon says, even in the Rishus of the Nizak, we now have to pay Nezek Sholem, but you can't pay more than Gufo, Migufo. Only one problem, of course, says Rabbi Tarfon, less like Dayo. He doesn't hold for this din of Dayo, Lovim Nadin Lios Kenidon, that when you have the Kabbal Chomer, you can't make it stricter than the original din was, because you're learning that from a Kabbal Chomer. So yes, you can learn out that you have to pay the full damages here in the Rishus of the Nizak. So in that situation, you can't make it more than the Migufo. But Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold like that. So he says, no. Ki les le dayo. When Rabbi Tarfon says, I don't know if the din of dayo, it's hecho de mifrich Kabbal Chomer. That's only if the dayo would slug up the Kabbal Chomer. But even Rabbi Tarfon says, hecho de lo mifrich Kabbal Chomer, where the Kabbal Chomer doesn't get slugged up by using the dayo, so then is le dayo. He also agrees that there is a din of dayo. And therefore, the bottom line is, the Kabbal Chomer teaches us that the Karen that normally plays Tam Chatzi Nezek in the Rishus HaRabim, but in the Rishus HaNizak, Rabbi Tarfon says you have to pay full damages, so the Dayo doesn't ruin that Kabbal Chomer. The fact that you're paying only migufo doesn't ruin the kal b'chomer. So therefore, even Rabbi Tarfon would say in this situation, dayo lovim adin lios kenidon, and therefore you would only pay migufo. That resolves the question. We only have one more question left. Gufa, that which we brought down by Rava. Rava had asked also, yesh adol tzroros or ein adol tzroros. Do we say that you can become a muad for this chatzi tzroros or not? So, le keren midamin le, do we compare it to the din of keren, which would mean that you do become a muad? There is a concept of muad over here for the chatzi tzroros, le keren midamin le. And Rashi brings down the Ramatsu Lakirman Dominale, Ho Chatzinezeku Dimishalim Ki Karen. And the bottom line is that you pay like Karen, Chatzinezek, until you become a Muad, and then you pay Nezek Shalim. So do we compare it Lakirman Dominale, or do we say no? O Dilma, Toldo de Regel, who Rashi says in the Ramatsu, O Dilma, he says, Meikara Ki Avda Ki Urche. Told the regel who, since if it does this in the normal way of damage, this is regel. The ha urcha who, this is the normal way. The hezeka matsui, it does this regularly. Vafi luhachi, nevertheless, the Torah tells us chatzi nezek hu de mishal emes, you pay only chatzi nezek. Therefore, there is no difference whether it's tam or muad. Hilkach zuhi ha'adasa, this is the din. Vein lo ha'ado acharis, and there is no changing from a tam to a muad. So therefore, this is the question that Rava asked. So, Toshma, we try to bring an answer from the following brisa. We had this previously as well, several times. Hidus, this idea of the chicken hopping. So, ain't no muad, there is no concept of muad, according to the first understanding in this brisa. The Eshomim, then this is the Eshomim. This says, there is a muad, there is a muad. Now, Hidus, Solkadakta, what are we talking about with Hidus? Hidus is something that is Urche. So, therefore, it can't just be regular Hidus. Ella, Hidus, the Hitis. We're talking about the chicken hopping over here. And as it hops, it jumps around, it goes and kicks off a pebble that goes and breaks a Kaylee at some distance. Now, my lab, isn't this Kigon? The Ovat Losa Zimne, Ubhok Mifli, that it did this three times. This chicken has been hopping around and constantly shoots off pebbles and constantly goes and damages. So isn't this the Machlokis between the Tanakam who says there is a concept, Eino Muad, and Yesh Omer that says there is a concept of Muad? Mar Sabar, the Yesh Omer says, Yesh Hadad, there is this concept of Muad. It goes from a Tam to a Muad. Umar Sabar Eino, the Tanakam says there is no concept of Muad. So maybe that's what this is arguing about. So it says, no. Lo, b'chad zimna. We're in fact talking about it only happened one time. And what's the machlokis? Then why does the Tanakhama say, hidus v'hitis ain't a muad? And the Yesh Roman says, harez a muad, it is muad. Because, guess what? This is the same machlokis that we've had. U'b'pluksa de'sumchas rabbonun k'miflagi. So this is the machlokis in this brisa, and you can't bring it as a raya. Is there ha'ado l'tzoros or ain ha'ado l'tzoros? Try again. Toshma. Gemara says, behema shehitilo gulalim le'isa. You have an animal that defecated into a dough. Obviously, not a very good dough then to eat. So you damage the dough, you ruin the dough. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishali Nezek Shalim. Rabbi Yehuda says that you pay Nezek Shalim. You pay full damages. Rabbi Elazar Omer Chatzi Nezek. Rabbi Elazar says that you only pay Chatzi Nezek. Now, what are they arguing about? My love, Kigon, the Avat Losses, Imni, Ubahokim, Ifligi, aren't they arguing about that the animal did this now three times, and now it's a Muad, and now when it does it again, Shehidil, Glolim, Leisa, and now we have the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda. My love, Kigon, the Avat Losses, Imni, Ubahokim, Ifligi, Mar Sabah, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesha Adah. He holds that there is this concept of Adah, and therefore that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishalim, Nezek Shalim. Well, Mar Sabah, Rabbi Elazar says, no, ain't Adah, and that's why he says that there is no din of Muad, and therefore you still pay only in this situation the Chatzi Nezek. So therefore, isn't that the Machlokas? One says again, no, that's not necessarily so. Lo, b'chad zimno, we could actually be talking about that it only happened one time. It's not a question of muad or not muad. Either, what are they arguing about? Over pluksa de sumchas rabbanu kamiflagi, that they're arguing about the smachlokas that we have between the chachamim and sumchas. Do we or do we not say that this chatzi nezek tzreros is going to be nezek shalim, or is it going to be chatzi nezek? Review the holds that it is Nezek Shalim. He holds like Sumchas, whereas the opinion of Rabbi Elazar holds like the Chachamim that says, no, it's only Chatzi Nezek. Where it says, Lo Mishunahu, but this is unusual. Isn't it unusual for an animal to go and defecate onto a Isa? That's not the normal way that the animals go and work. And therefore, shouldn't this be, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is Mishunah. This is an unusual way, so it should be Chatzi Nezek, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, we're dealing here where it was usual. Why was it usual? Because the dochik lay alma. It was in a very narrow place, and there was no other place for it to go and defecate. As Rashi says, shomedes b'mokum tzor, v'ein l'mokum lozus misham. It was in a very narrow place. It couldn't go and move someplace else to defecate. So it defecated right there. The animal defecated. No, it happened to be near the dough. So it defecates on the dough. And ubishalo la nosaskino, we're dealing over here where the defecation wasn't something that gave it pleasure. So we're not dealing over here with a shane type of damage. For example, kigon, that the animal has severe diarrhea, the mishal shaleshes, and therefore doesn't get any, so to say, benefit. Because di la nosa, because as I pointed out, if it was hanoah, it enjoys doing this defecation, so then it's actually told to the sheni, and you'd be chayav nezek shalem. In any event, so we're dealing here where it's something that is urche, and it's not something that gets pleasure from it, and therefore that's why you pay chatzi nezek. It didn't have a choice, and it's urche. Gemara says, why don't we say, b'leimo review the halachic sumchus? Why don't we say simply that review the holds like the halachas by sumchus? And say, b'leimo, Rabbi Elazar halachic rabbanon. And Rabbi Elazar holds halachas like the rabbanon. Why do they have to tell us this case, this unusual case of the galalim, the defecation that goes and ruins the yitzah? Just say, the Yehuda holds like sumchus, and the Rulaz holds like the chacham, instead of giving us this case. So there's a chiddush in this case, the Gemara says, galalim, it's trichalei. There's a chiddush over here. What's the chiddush? Because so could I, the chamin, if I would have said on my own, whole sins, ubas hagufei geririn, kigufei dami. Since this stool that comes out, the feces that comes out from the animal, are considered like the goof of the animal, and therefore kigufei dami, and therefore they have same halacha as the goof itself. Now, if the animal were to go and do the direct damage with the goof, so then this would not be a case of chatzi nezek tsraros. So therefore, coming to teach us kamash v'lam that no, the galalim that come out are considered like chatzi nezek tsraros, and therefore you have to tell it to us in this case. Still, we don't have an answer to our question. Toshma, Gemara says the Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Rami Yecheskel taught us in the following brisa: Tarnagol shahoshit rosho liavir klis chuchas. You have a tarnagol, a chicken, a rooster that goes and sticks his head inside a glass utensil. The takabo, and then it goes and does the cockadoodle do. It goes and makes sounds. The takabo, that means it makes the sounds ushwar, and it breaks the glass. So in this situation, the owner of the rooster, his rooster caused the damage over here in the rishus of the nizak. So mishalim nezik shalom, you have to go pay full damages. Now that's what the brisa tells us. Now the Amr of Yosef, Yosef says about this brisa, Amr be Rav. He said in the base medrash of Rav that sus shetzonaf the chamor shenar. If you have a sus that neighed, or you have a donkey that neighed, so you have the sus and the chamar both making sounds, and they go and break a keli, so then it's only mishalim chatzi nezek. That's only a case of chatzi nezek. So why by the rooster do we say nezek shalim? And by the horse or the donkey that brays, we say only chatzi nezek. So my lab can go into other closer zimne. Oh, isn't it that it did it three times? So both cases where the rooster crowed, it had done it previously several times, and now it became a moor for this. And likewise, the horse and the donkey, they had done this several times before, and now they're moor for this. So we have these two different opinions over here. The opinion of Rav Yosef saying over in the name of Bei Rav that you only pay chatzi nezek, and the opinion of Rami Bar Yecheskel from the Braisa that says that you pay full nezek shalem. Isn't it arguing about this as you turn to your Testament Aleph? Ubeha komitligi mar sabar. Rami Bar Yecheskel's Braisa, so he says, Yesh ha'odda. There is a concept of muad, and that's why pay nezek shalem. Umar Sover, Rav Yosef, saying over the base medrash of Rav, says that you only pay chatzi nezek, ain't hada, because there is no din of hada in this situation. So let's say that's what they're arguing about. Umar says, nope, that's still not correct. Lo, we're dealing over here again, b'chadzimna. It only happened one time. And what's the two differences between the Braisa of Rami Bar Yecheskel and what they learned, Rav Yosef said, in the base medrash of Rav? Lo, b'chad zimna, ubeplukso, the sumchus of Rabbanon come with you. We have the same answers we've given multiple times already. This is the same machlokes between the Rabbanon and sumchus. It's chatzi nezek tsoros. The Rabbanon say, if it's only chatzi nezek. And sumchus says, no, in this situation, the din is nezek shalim. Aye, isn't it unusual, though, for a rooster to go and stick its head inside a glass and then to go and break it by doing cock-a-doodle-doo? So, v'hamishunahu, and therefore, it shouldn't be a din of chatzi nezek tsoros. So he says, no, the isbe bizrani. Inside this glass, there was seed. And therefore, if there's seed inside the glass, so the rooster wanted to get the seed. And therefore, it is usual for the rooster to stick its head inside this glass. And ultimately, to go and break it is considered orche. And therefore, it is a din of chatzi nezek tsoros. And according to the opinion of the Chachamim, you'd only be chayav chatzi nezek. That's the brisa of the Rav. And according to the Rami Bar Yecheskel's brisa, which says that you pay Nezek Shalim, that goes according to Sumchus. So we don't come and resolve this question. We're left with Niboy de Lopishti to lie. Now, this was a very tough shir. I understand that. I hope it was clear. It was very difficult to explain because there's so many different competing shitas, and I tried to stick with the version of Rashi that we have, but even that is not so clear. Be'ezus Hashem will pick up tomorrow with Boy Rav Ashi another question about Chatzi Nezek Tzaros, and Be'ezus Hashem will start fresh from there. Have a great day.